The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How many good friends, and I mean really good friends, do you have? I'm feeling very sentimental. It's 8 days till Christmas. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. And I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony. And I was also feeling very sentimental over the weekend, Dana. Mm-hmm. A couple days ago, I actually was, you know, on my phone. And then I seen DJ Automatic making some championship fantasy football moves. And I said, wow, look at my good friend DJ Automatic preparing for the playoffs and possibly going to win a championship. I've never been more proud of you as a bud.
Okay.
You've done some things.
You're proud of him because of fantasy football? Not that he DJs for an NBA team. Not that he's traveled the world as a performing DJ. Fantasy football.
Yeah, which is basically Dungeons and Dragons for jocks. And yes, I'm proud because Automatic's making moves, dude.
He literally texted me and he was like, that was championship moves right there.
Automatic. I'm proud of you, dude.
I'm not going to lie. My heart was full.
Yeah, dude.
This is man holiday love. Is this what we get?
You know what? I'm going to give Anthony a compliment.
Yeah, dude.
Mine has nothing to do with fantasy football, but I'd like to say that this year I've seen him step his comedy game up like 1,000%.
Oh, there it is.
And he's increased his stock by doing a lot of, you know, different events.
Is that what it is? Any
time I'm making the playoffs, I made the playoffs, dude. Come on, you're not happy about
that? He wanted fantasy football love. You got to give it to him.
I try to give you something that actually matters.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I'm also proud of my wife because she keeps me in line. And she,
is that why you're proud of me? Because no, I take care of you?
No, you take amazing care of me. You really do. My life would be awful without you. I would have no direction. I would be probably dirty and homeless. So.
You would be. Don't ever forget it either. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Wright Brothers Day, but more importantly, it's National Maple Syrup Day.
All right.
Okay, so you're going to go maple syrup over the Wright Brothers. Yep. They, invented flying.
Well, I just flew right by them.
Not everybody flies automatic. Everybody eats pancakes.
But everybody benefits from flight. Does everybody benefit from maple syrup?
Yes. Hell yeah. We all love pancakes. Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you know I took my first flight when I was only 3 weeks old?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Automatic, Anthony, that's a real thing right there. We've been traveling a lot lately. The flight schedule has been a lot.
Every weekend, back and forth.
Automatic likes to control travel, and I booked these last flights, and I apologize, Anthony A.
And that's why Anthony is sitting at the airport, because Dana booked the flights, and I said I was going to do it, and Dana said, no, I got it. Dana, you want to be everybody's daddy.
Dana is very talented at a lot of things, but being a travel agent is not one of her strong suits there.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay. You know what? Dude, it happens. A lot of it was out of your control, and just the hecticness of the holiday airport. Travels.
It is.
I'm not going to be too hard on you. I'm not going to bring up the one time where you booked our rental car and the rental car company was closed.
You know what, Anthony?
On the other side of the city.
You're not going to bring it up, airport. But you brought it up.
Yeah, okay. I think it was like a $70 Uber drive to get over there to watch that it was
automatic,
closed.
Automatic. We said we're not bringing it up, brother. We're not bringing it up.
But you brought it up, didn't you, Anthony? Well, you know what I'm going to bring up right now? I was on the plane on the way back to this airline. I booked the flight and Anthony ended up really late coming into the plane, and he was soaking wet from head to toe.
I'm a very heavy sweater.
Thanks.
And when they had me at International Airport behind four people who were filing Karen-like complaints to the airline, therefore made me late checking in my bag. So not only did I have to sprint across the International Airport, I had to sprint across it with a jacket on in the middle of this, not yet winter weather going on. So yes, by the time I got on that flight, I was very sweating. So if you see me running through the airport, don't worry, let me be.
I don't want to scare anybody who's never been on an airplane or to an airport. Producer Chewy here never had till he started flying with us recently. And walking through an international airport, one of the big ones where you get flights to Paris and Dubai, I called Otto when I got there. 20 minutes later, I called him. I said, I'm still walking. It is so big.
Don't you guys wish you would have let me book your travel?
I kind of do, Automatic. You know, normally I don't like to admit that you're right, but you were right on this one. And producer Chewy, you've never been to an airport, let alone an international airport. What was it like the first time you got on a plane? You've never flown until recently.
You see, I wasn't that scared until we actually hit turbulence. And I swear to God, I thought we were about to crash and die.
Oh, God, please, no.
And you're not. We didn't. We're fine. But I think that's the vision people have if you've never flown before. Either way, Anthony, you're safe, right? And you're going to be home very soon.
Physically safe, emotionally scarred. But you know what? We're going to get through and we're going to prosper.
But you know what? We saved some money on those flights. We did save some money.
I'll book your flight next time, man. Don't worry.
Whatever.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When I first pulled up to show DJ Automatic the little casita, the house that I grew up in, Automatic, you were like, what in the world?
Well, I always thought I was a little bit poor. And then I realized Dana grew up in a 500 square foot house that was made of mud. And I was living the good life.
Hey. It was not made of mud.
I might not have had air conditioning, but I had, plaster on the walls.
First of all,
mud is wild.
It was not made of mud. It was made of adobe. How thick were those walls?
Probably a foot and a half to 2 feet thick.
Still standing if my mom hadn't torn it down. That little house.
Made from adobe? Like my ancestors?
Yeah, yes.
Like real adobe.
My grandfather built it with his hands out of adobe, and until my mother had it knocked down, it was still there.
We should put that. Oh, it's knocked down. I was going to say we should put that in a museum next to the house Abraham Lincoln grew up in. A cabin, it'd be the same thing. That'd be cool.
So my little casita, my grandmother, and I'm talking about recent, 70s and 80s. I'm not talking about, the 1900s. It was the 1900s. It was a long time ago. But I think when people think about like maybe somebody going and drawing water from a well, they think early 1900s or 1800s. My mom didn't have an indoor bathroom until she was 14 years old.
They still had the outhouse in the back. Nobody was using that outhouse because you guys had a bathroom by the time I was around there. But I saw that outhouse.
Yeah, the little outhouse back there. And now I think about where I am today. My mom, growing up without a bathroom till she was 14, ended up owning a business, employing many, many people. What a great country we live in. What amazing
opportunity. Best country in the world.
Absolutely, DJ Automatic. And I have a lot. And I think I buy a lot of things because I didn't have many material possessions when I was little. But the more and more that I grow as a person, the less and less I feel like I need things. You know what I mean? Things. There was a point in time where I felt like, oh, I've got to go buy this bag. It's got to be this brand. And right now I'm like, I am Walmart Target head to toe queen.
Period.
Except for the Bad Bunny sweatshirt I have on right now.
I was going to say, $150 Bad Bunny concert sweatshirt.
Well, that was just because we went to the concert. But my mindset has changed today. And I had that little tiny roof over my head. And I was fine. I didn't know that we didn't have a lot. I had food. I had love. I would play in my backyard and swing on this giant tree that my Nana planted when she was little. Now I'm like, that's how I feel happiest. We're redoing this apartment and I want simple things in there.
The way you're describing this mud house and this swing and everything, it sounded kind of fun, dude.
It was so fun, Anthony. I had the best time. I didn't know I was poor till I went to school and everybody said, you're poor.
I'm a little jealous of your outhouse. Like, that sounded amazing. Like,
There's nothing to be jealous of there.
No, I was scared. Are you sure? When I was little, I would go to the backyard. Once it started getting dark, that little outhouse was back there. I'd run inside because for some reason it would just creep me out. When I was born, we had water. Come on, guys. I have a bathroom.
I was over here complaining about not having air conditioning growing up.
I was born in the latter part of the 1900s. So lately, I've just been feeling like me buying things, that's not the key to happiness. I'm happy right now because our family's healthy. And I mean that. I'm not being...
I had that same realization a few weeks ago when it was Cyber Monday. And I was like, I need to get these shoes. And then I looked in the closet, which was right next to me. And I thought, there's 10 pair of shoes right here. Do you really need to get these shoes?
Did you automatic?
And I thought, yeah, I still need them.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm not saying I feel guilty. I'm just saying there were times in my life that I feel like I was fulfilling a void with material things. And I've reached a point in my life where I realize that's not what it's all about. It's about being happy, being loved, and being healthy.
There it is.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today's WTF story begins with inspiration. A 13-year-old Oklahoma kid did something no other human has ever done before. He beat the original Nintendo version of Tetris.
Oh, nice.
I guess a computer had done it before. This is the first human on the planet to ever beat Tetris. Take a listen to the moment it happened, because of course, the kid's live.
Oh my God! Oh, I'm gonna pass out. I can't feel my fingers.
Go ahead, Willis Gibson.
Man.
Go ahead, do your thing.
It's all downhill from there.
Tetris might be the greatest game ever invented. A revolutionary
video. If you're trying to kill time, it is, yes.
Man, no, shout out to this kid and shout out to his parents for keeping him hooked on a game that was invented in the 80s.
In the 80s, invented in 1984, he got to meet the people who created it, and reaching the kill screen is level 157, causing Tetris to crash.
I don't think I ever made it past level 30.
Oh my God, poor kid. Do you think he even knows about a PlayStation 5 exists? Oh my God, dude.
He don't need all that.
he's the greatest son in the world. He's the greatest son in the world.
No, his mom's the greatest, smartest mom ever. Keep your kids on Tetris and save some money.
From the smart kid to a man in Chicago who is suing over 27 different women because they are posting negative reviews about him in the famous Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group.
Whoa!
Yes, so he is taking one back.
Those things are so toxic.
They're so toxic. They exist in every city around America, but this man is taking powers back in his own hands, and he's suing each of these women for $75,000 a pop for defamation? Is that how you say it?
Defamation of character.
Salute to this man.
He's claiming that...
He's a pioneer.
Wait, he's claiming that each woman is lying about him?
Yeah, they're spreading misinformation about him, calling him clingy, and that's really messing up his real life, which, clingy. Hey guys, mental health is a big thing.
I promise you I'm a cheater, but I'm not clingy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Since it's 8 days till baby Jesus' birthday, Christmas and all, I thought I would give you 5 restaurants that are actually open on Christmas Day in case you don't want to cook or whoever cooks in your family is a bad cook. So I'll give them to you inside Food News. Hottest hashtags. We're the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Yo, I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Jesus' birthday twin. What up, JC?
5 restaurants open Christmas Day because there's always that one family that's got the bad cook that insists on hosting Christmas.
Or your mom's a Grinch. Yeah, you,
yeah,
Doris.
You never know. Yes.
I'm talking about you.
Anthony, you're talking about your mom. That was your birthday.
She called me earlier. She's like, yo, meet me at the casino. She's like, Daddy. She's like, yo, we already got it. Come on.
Do they got crab legs?
She's like, they got a whole buffet, Anthony. You'll love it.
I mean, but they have crab legs.
Yes, Automatic. You want to join us too or what, dude?
All right, number 5, the Waffle House. Hey. Number 4, Ruth's Chris, if you want to get fancy with it.
Whoa.
Number 3, IHOP. Come on. They got never a good let breakfast. You down. They never let you down.
Chicken fried steak, baby.
Number 2, Domino's Pizza's open.
I love
it. You get tired of Christmas, right? All day you order pizza at night.
Pizza's great. You're right. After a bunch of tamales and pozole, they're a little garlic crust.
And then their app is easy to use. And number 1, Applebee's is open Christmas Day. 2 for $20, baby.
You know, I'm not mad at some mozzie sticks on, on Christmas.
Yeah. Go watch some football, maybe get a beer and have, 2 for $20.
Talk to a bartender. Be friendly with a bartender. You know what I'm saying?
Because they are pissed that they're working on Christmas.
They are. Give them some money. When you said mozzarella sticks, I lost my train of thought. I love their mozzarella sticks with that marinara they have.
Ooh,
oh, my God. It's so good. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Wright Brothers Day.
Go ahead, Automatic. You wanted to honor them.
They invented flight.
God invented flight, okay? Yeah, birds and dinosaurs flew before.
They invented modern day traveling.
There it is. Okay, they were like some Elon Musk in 1903.
Yeah, right? There you go. Elon Musk didn't invent anything. He's hating on the government. The government invented what he's using.
Dang, stay woke, anyway. Dog. There we go. All right, Dana Cortez, is your husband a maple tree?
Anthony A, is my husband a maple tree? Nah.
Nah, because I want to tap that. Hey, Dana.
Okay.
Hold on. That work? Almost. Hey, hold on.
I mean, I get where you're going with it.
Yeah. All right, but Automatic, did I tell you I like my pancakes like I like my ladies?
You like your pancakes like you like your ladies, boy. Flat.
No. Well stacked and covered in maple syrup.
Oh, there we go.
It is National Maple Syrup Day, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, let's talk about this real quick. Sneaking into your parents' room and trying to find your presents.
Mm. Oh.
Automatic Anthony A, did you ever do that when you were little?
Of course I did.
I did.
Automatic, I knew you were. I knew you did right away because you are a bad kid.
Was that a bad kid? I was a curious kid.
That's the way I would describe myself, dude. I always did it, and it was always like counterproductive because then I would always end up getting disappointed with my gift.
So many times.
I would have to be disappointed for like 2 weeks and then fake being happy on Christmas Day.
I really wanted this t-shirt.
Yes.
Plain t-shirt.
I never did that because I was an only child, and I was told that Santa Claus was the only person that gave me presents, so I didn't know there were presents hidden around the house or anything. I was just out, you know, I waited for the sleigh and everybody to come pulling up, Rudolph and everybody.
Well, not all of us, Dana, had this fairy tale Christmas that you had, right?
Well, sometimes fairy tale.
My parents wanted the credit, okay?
Yeah, dog,
mom. We had
parent presents, and then we had Santa presents.
Exactly.
Oh. And I'm not gonna lie, parent presents were always better than Santa presents. Always.
They
wanted that credit.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, damn. No. My mom would hate on Santa Claus because he would always show her out, bro. Always bring us a real PlayStation. And my mom would just bring us the games.
Did you guys open Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Ooh.
We did one on Christmas Eve and everything else Christmas morning. Like Christmas Eve, I had like a little something in my stocking that I would be able to. It was mainly fruit and stuff.
You had fruit in your stocking?
I remember one year it was an orange. Another year I had an apple and a toothbrush.
If we're talking about things we didn't do, stockings is one thing my family did not do at all.
Really? Had stockings.
And I think it's because I was a Christmas baby. So I think they put me in a stocking when they delivered me my parents. And I think it's
maybe
my mom. Yeah, I think it's my mom for flashbacks.
You were the present, Anthony. You were the present. Man, I got to ask you something. As a Christmas baby, do you always get like not so great presents?
You get less, and it's the worst thing ever.
You
gotta
share birthday and Christmas.
You
right?
would think you would get at least one big one because it's like double for you.
Yeah, you would think that, Auntie Karen, but I don't. All right, I still remember that deodorant kit you gave me, dog.
Best present you ever got when you were little.
I got the Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's a big one. Like any kind of gaming system, right?
My favorite gift I ever got was a flag football set for my grandma. That was really cool too.
Oh, Anthony, yeah. That's a big one.
How about
right
you,
there.
Dana? It better not be an orange.
I do remember when you're getting a pair of pants that had a clover leaf on the back pocket that said rub for luck.
What?
They were my favorites till I wore them to school.
Santa didn't like you.
What was your favorite best present you ever got? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.